Hi, this is Kerry for Present Moments, and the emotion that I'm going to have a look at this morning is nerves. And the project management technique that I'm going to use is called Spikes. It's actually a communication tool that I'm going to use on this emotion. So nerves. Nerves often comes from the unknown, right? So when we don't know exactly what's going to happen, when we can't control the outcome, nerves and kind of anxiety creep in a little bit. And at the moment, I'm about to go into a situation where it's completely unknown for me, and I feel nervous. So I feel, there's an artist that I work with, and he does lots of painting, and one of the things that he likes to paint is hares, you know, those big rabbits. And his paintings often have these like really quivering whiskers on his hair, so they look like they're very straight, they're kind of blurred lines, so it just looks like that kind of quivering, kind of on the edge kind of feeling. And that's a bit how I feel. I feel like very stuck, or very on the edge, keeping myself very in control, but that kind of quivering sort of feeling. And I'm pretty sure it's because I don't know what's going to happen. So the project management technique that I've chosen to use is called Spikes, and it's a protocol that they use in the medical profession to deliver bad news. And it's six different steps. And I just want to use that tool on myself just to make sure that I know that I have prepared myself as much as I can for this. So, you know, like if you're about to go, I don't know, into an interview, it's scary and it's nervous, that you feel nervous, but if you know that you've prepared, you know the company well, you know you're going to get there in time, then that's going to lessen your nerves a little bit. Not completely. I'm not trying to eradicate the nerves, because I think they're natural and needed and normal. But sorry about the noise, by the way. I'm sat in an underground car park waiting to do my nervous thing. So let me tell you a little bit more about Spikes. So the kind of five steps are setting up, perception, invitation, knowledge, emotions, and strategy and summary, which spells Spikes. So the first one, setting up. So it's me that set up this situation where I have to go in and be vulnerable, and it's making me feel nervous. It's been quite a long time coming, but I've spoken to quite a few people and I think it's the right thing. Step two, perception. I do have quite a good knowledge and understanding of what I'm going into. I feel that I've done some reading, I've asked some questions of some people. I'm pretty sure that I know where it is. I know that it's going to be, I don't know the person that I'm going to be meeting, but I know it's a woman, so I know a little bit about, I don't know, about what I'm going to do. And step three is invitation. So this is, if you were talking to a patient, it would be inviting, you know, saying, can I tell you about this news, or can I talk to you about this thing? So, you know, I'm inviting myself to do this. I could just not do it. You know, the whole world's not going to collapse if I don't do it. But, you know, I'm inviting myself to do this because I know it's the right thing. Step four, knowledge and information. So, yeah, I am very clear about what I want out of this situation. I don't know how that's going to come about, and I think it's probably going to be difficult. But that's my, you know, that's my assumption, and my assumption might not be correct. And step five, addressing the patient's emotions with empathetic responses. So I've got to really do that to myself. You know, I can't think of myself as an empathetic person unless I apply that same empathy to myself. So I recognize that I feel nervous and I don't feel completely in control. And, you know, I just tell myself that that's okay. And, you know, nobody knows exactly what's going on with everything all the time ever. So, you know, just be calm and kind of go with it. And step six is strategy and summary. So I've made sure that I've got to the place early. I am parked in the car park, not very far away. I know how I'm going to get there. I know initially what I, like I say, I know what I want to achieve from doing this thing. And I hope that I will be guided along the way, and I kind of trust the person that I'm meeting that they will guide me. And in summary, this isn't the first time I'll do this. Once I've started, I'll keep doing it. And so I need to take away what I can from today, but not put all the pressure of achieving everything today. So this is just the first step. So just going through those six steps, six spike steps, you know, it reassures me that I have done all the things that I can to be in control of all the things that I can possibly be in control of before doing this. And, you know, the nerves that are left over will be in maybe 2 hours. I'll be able to assess those again and kind of say, was I right to feel nervous? Did the nerves help? Like, what was the good things about feeling nervous? What was the things that happened because I felt like that? If I'd have felt different, do I want to feel different next time or not? I'll have a lot more knowledge next time. But at this point, right now, those nerves feel manageable. And I'm slightly excited about the potential of the nerves. So I can reframe things in a slightly more positive way. Okay, that's all for now. Wish me luck. Bye.